Hello dear listener, James here, walking home from the airport on a cold January evening. I think it's a Thursday, isn't it? I've lost track of all the days, what with all the swathes of days off and bank holidays and this and that over the Christmas period. First time I've really felt half awake at this time of the evening, although I did nearly doze off earlier on the coach on the way home. I think it's been quite a wrench to get back into the quarter to six start. After I've been enjoying getting up at 7:45 or 8 o'clock, or yeah, all right, I'll admit it, 8:30 on some days during the Christmas holidays. Yes, it's been a great time. Can't believe it's the 5th of January already. Okay, I haven't really made any New Year's resolutions, therefore to have achieved anything would be asking a bit much, but one thing I do want to try and do is read more books. I don't really read many books. Most of what goes into my brain is either read off the screen in short form like Twitter, or listened to in podcast format, because I'm a voracious listener of podcasts while I'm sitting on the coach, either playing silly games on my iPod Touch or typing out emails or checking Twitter or something. But yes, I got a couple of books for Christmas and I've been lent a book. And I'm going to finish them all, I will. I'm challenging myself. I'm quite enjoying, actually, sitting down and feeling the pages. You know, I don't think I'm going to get a Kindle, despite the fact that they're a reasonable price now, simply because I quite like the organic feel of a book. I tend to read when I'm at home, so it's not a case of having to need to take it anywhere with me. And you know, the smell, the tactile nature of it, the fact that you can sort of flick through and you know how far you are through it. And the book I've got at the moment is a miracle of modern technology in itself. It's an excellent book by Marcus de Sotoy called Number Mysteries. And there's so much trivia and things of interest in there. And there are little corners of the page which have QR codes that you can point your mobile phone at. And it takes you onto the website, which gives you more information about it. So it's incredibly rich in itself. And I've very much enjoyed reading it. I'm hoping Christopher might take a look as well. I mean, even down to the fact that the page numbers, which are prime numbers, are bigger. That's really cool. I've got a thing for prime numbers as well. Half of the concepts I've completely forgotten about, but at least I recognise them now and go, oh, yeah, that's interesting. The other book, I've got a novel, a thriller novel, and I'm really not one for reading much fiction, from my sister, called Geocache. That's next on the list. And I was also lent a book by my dear friend Anne called Radioheads, which is about management of radio, which is going to be interesting because obviously it's a subject close to my heart. So that'll be good. And I will read them all. I might just settle down and have a sit down and read tonight rather than sort of tapping away on Twitter or listening to something. So much more relaxing. What I don't do is read until I go to sleep, which is something that both of my kids do, actually, which is quite nice. Or Christopher used to. I think now he's got his iPod Touch. Maybe we should sort of ban that from his bedroom or something. that's about it, really. I was reflecting on last year. It's been an interesting year. Lots of ups and downs. Mainly ups, I think, for us and the family. But one thing I'm really sad about is I didn't go to any, as far as I can remember, and it's tricky for me to remember back that far, is I didn't go to any gigs. I didn't see any bands sing or play. Now, I'm obviously happy for Beth to correct me if I'm wrong. She has a better recollection of these things than I do. But that's pretty poor, isn't it? And so I'm going to have to remedy that somehow. And I haven't made any music yet this year. I've got a couple of little ideas of things I want to do. That I might even inflict on Audioboo. What with Simon and Ruth's children both having a good old sing-song, I might inflict my daughter singing on you. Inflict, she's got a lovely voice. She performed a solo song at the school play her class did before Christmas. And I'd like, if possible, to get her to re-record that. The original, I when she was doing the practicing, I wrote a backing track which sounded as close to the original as possible, same sort of time signature and stuff, based on the very small segment I heard on the internet and some musical notation that was sent home from school. But what I'd like to do is get her to record to that, strip out the vocals and put her some slightly more avant-garde, interesting, my style-y, dare I even say it, dubstep background onto it, so it sounds a little bit more not modern, but sort of interesting. I also thought of a parody song of Lady Gaga's Poker Face called Uno Face. I've very much got into that game. I've thought of a couple of lyrics, but having spoken it out loud, it sounds a bit silly now. And my brother Dave's coming over on Monday, so I'm sure we'll probably bang out a couple of short form tunes, bit of noodling, bit of fiddling around, so there is potential. It's just a case of finding the time to do it. I had the week before Christmas off work, but I wasn't well for that, so much of the time was spent coughing and spluttering. Over Christmas was just crazy busy with lots of driving around, which meant I got to see almost all my family, but in fact I did get to see all my brothers and sisters and me mum and me dad and stepmother, so it's good. But it didn't leave much time for anything else, and so I have evenings now. All I want to do is sit at home and listen to podcasts and listen to audio boos and play on Twitter, and maybe if the feeling grips me I shall read. Nah, I'll do that. I'll read before anything else, honestly. I'm good like that. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. I'm nearly home, so I shall sign off now. Wish you all a happy new year, because I can do that, because this is my first audio recording of the year, even though I'm 5 days too late. 6 days too late. Is it the sixth today? Lordy. Happy 12th night then, in fact. Or happy Epiphany. And have a good one. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.